Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have tuned in to the Men's Fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd. Along with our co-host on this evening is none other than Brother Ronald Alexander Harris. God bless you. Brother Harris, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you tonight. As we are, this is going to be an awesome men's fellowship. Hallelujah. And before we go any further, hallelujah, I just want to go to the throne of grace. Father God, we thank you. We praise your name. We glorify your name today. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you've done for us already, what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord, for our families. We thank you, Lord, that our families are complete in you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift it comes from you. And Father God, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every seed, good seed sown tonight. It shall return 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Satan, we serve you now. Notice right now that you're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic, everything you set up to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives and our families' lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bring your works to naught. We nullify your works. We make your works of no effect. We utterly destroy your works today. Hallelujah. We curse you, Father. We command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, tonight we give you all the honor. Tonight we give you all the praise. Tonight we give you all the glory, for it's truly yours in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless his name tonight. Yes, indeed. We got to get our song together here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want you mighty men of valor. If you got a mighty man of valor in your house, hallelujah, hallelujah, we want you to get him on the line right now. If you know a mighty man of valor, amen, a young boy, get him on the line because they need to hear about what we are going to be talking about tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Trying to get our music right today. Hallelujah. Thank you.
While you're doing that, I can go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, now Lord, we bind up the enemy, the mind of the hands,
hallelujah,
and bind up basically the powerful spirit of the enemy right now. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, may the Holy Spirit basically go forth and basically touch,
hallelujah,
and deliver and guide and walk and basically free every spirit, break every chain, break every basically stronghold right now on any man that comes to this line. Bless those on the way. Bless those on here now. Bless those basically don't know how to come on here and don't know what to say, but bring them on here anyway, Heavenly Father, Lord. Draw all men, basically, Heavenly Father, Lord, to this line tonight, Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, of any problems, of any troubles, of anything that goes on, let them be basically before you right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Within the whole world, for our Lord is a man of war. So onward, Christian soldiers marching out to war.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the mighty men of valor. Hello.
Hello.
Glory to God. Brother Ron, continue to pray.
Yes. Heavenly Father, right now, as we come humbly before your throne of grace, we ask we'll be bring to you as humble hearts, as humble as we know how, Heavenly Father, Lord, any wrong, any unclean, or any unholy spirit right now, places we bring to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, Lord, right now, we bring it before your feet. May we bring it before your throne. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you basically strengthen us and touch every man that's on this line, and touch every man that's on his way on this line. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that no man should be ashamed to come to this line, or no man should be ashamed to come before you. Come before you just as basically we are, Heavenly Father, Lord, and deliver us and meet us there. We ask, basically, Heavenly Father, Lord, of those, basically, Heavenly Father, Lord, has done somebody wrong, let them confess it. Let me confess, basically, every sin and every unclean spirit right now. Yes, Heavenly Father, Lord, we have a promise with our family. May basically, Heavenly Father, Lord, basically the person that we've done wrong, may we continue to pray for them. And may the person basically continue to open up and pray and come before you, Heavenly Father, Lord. But not so much with guilt, but not so much with shame, but with a humble heart, Heavenly Father, Lord, right now. And I continue, Heavenly Father, right now to pray for my family.
Hallelujah.
No, basically, Heavenly Father.
Glorify your name, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, come before you and touch my mother's heart right now. Touch her spirit. Touch basically my sister's spirit right now and my older sister's spirit right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, may you
we
come
thank you, Lord.
God, and
God bless you.
And
God bless you. In Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave us power on earth to find the devil. We are the body of Christ and we stand strong as brethren. It is written, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Like Joshua, God has given you the city. All you have to do is take it for COD. This battle cannot be won by weapons made by man. In us dwells the presence of God. In the Old Testament, the presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise that carry the word as our sword. The word of God, stronger than any two-edged sword, in which we are carriers of the ark of the Lord. Shout out to the Lord. He hears the heart cry. Give you your all. Let him hear your battle cry. Be the Messiah's mighty man. We are spiritual armed men. We're wrestling out against flesh and blood. Just know that we are victorious by his blood. The enemy is roaring around like a lion, but he can't defeat us because the real lion is our king. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you're weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty men of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of the Spirit of prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy. Single-handed, the mighty men of valor.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the men's fellowship. The men's fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Our focus is on the male of the species today at this time. And we want to just send some housekeeping suggestions. Those that want to call us, It's not the time to call us now. After the service, after the fellowship, after we are off the air, you can call us. But when you call us while we're on the air, it interrupts our songs or selections that we are trying to play because you're calling the number from which we get our song. So we thank you for those, you know, following our housekeeping suggestions. Remember that we have services on our virtual services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sundays at 3 p.m., and Sunday is also a live service. So you can come in person with your mask on, hallelujah, hallelujah, to the sanctuary, which is located in the lower level of the parsonage, which is 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, using the side entrance. And there is an entrance also for handicapped folk in wheelchairs and that type of thing. So we thank God for you. And that service on Sundays is at 3 p.m. And then every second Friday, and this is the second Friday, we have men's and women's fellowship. Men's fellowship starts at 7 p.m. Women's fellowship starts at 7:50 p.m. So we have a time. Some of our time is gone already, but we're going to step into what we're going to talk about. And Brother Ronald, I know you are fully aware that there's been a lot of discussion about how to understand women. And some folks try to figure out how to understand men. To God. But we're going to talk about, you know, because number one, it's important. The Bible says, above all, get an understanding. Hallelujah. And some folks, you know, some men say, well, I ain't even going to try to understand women. Well, that's the wrong way to look at a situation. Because through understanding, you'll get an agreement or you'll get a further insight into the whys and wherefores and the reasons for certain things that are happening. So to say, I ain't going to try to understand women, well, that's God. Yeah, that's a cop-out. You got to understand, number one, who God is, who you are, and who your wife is or even the women in your life are. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I want to share with you, and Brother Ronald, I thank God for you. Let me back up. Gentlemen, you ladies is on the line, hang up. Gentlemen, young boys, teenagers, I want to let you know that men, there's a difference between men and women aside from biological. It's called psychological, how they were wired by God. Men were wired to be hunters and gatherers because they were hunters and gatherers in the day. They went out hunting, and they went out gathering. And look, the closest thing to hunting and gathering today, unless you're actually doing that, so that's why you see a lot of men who love sports. And so that's why you have a propensity to love competition and getting involved in sporting activities, because you were wired that way. You say, well, what do you mean? He says, look here. One of the things that God has set in your spirit is the ability to focus on one particular thing. Because if you're hunting and you go out there and you got 10, 20 different things on your mind and you're trying to hunt the bear, guess what? You're not focused. The bear gonna have you for dinner. Hallelujah. Mm. And I don't mean as a guest either, at the main course. So you got to be focused. So one of the differences between men and women is that men are focused beings. Women are intuitive. That means they just know stuff. They can't explain it. You say, well, why do you say that? They may not be able to articulate that, but men are focused. They go, 1, 2, 3. They're logical beings. So why do you say that? Why do you say that? I'll tell you, men, thing you could ever do, because it's going to start an argument, is to ever ask the woman, well, why do you say that? Because sometimes they can't even tell you, especially if you're married. If you're married, God will drop stuff in your wife's spirit. And she won't know why. Say so something that you want to do that won't work. She just knows it won't work. It's incumbent upon you to listen to your wife. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't listen to your wife, you're going to mess up. Because your wife is your help meet. And help meet, S-M-E-T-E, it means suitable. In other words, fitting you like a glove. So she's there to help you do what you got to do. So it's important for you to understand that you got to listen to your wife. If you're married, listen to your wife. And to a smaller extent, listen to your girlfriend, you know, because if God has intended for y'all to have a lifetime together and eventually get married, then there's some things that God will drop in her spirit about you that you ought to listen to. And here's one of the things, too, is that the woman was taken out of the man. God, when he made man, he only made one. He made Adam. And Adam, actually, the word Adam, one of the meanings of the word Adam actually means a black dirt. He made one man. He did not scoop into the dirt and make a woman. The woman came out of the man, not out of his head, not out of his feet. The Bible is significant that the Bible said came out of his side. In other words, the proper place for the woman is not behind the man, not in front of the man, but beside the man as a helpmeet. See, the man's part is logical. The woman's part is intuitive. When you get those together, you got the whole circumference of an issue. You got the logical part, you got the intuitive part. That's stuff that really doesn't make sense. It's just sort of a feeling, an inclination, just a notion. That's the intuitive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to have a bigger argument. You ask your girlfriend or ask your wife, but why do you say that? She can't say, I just know it won't work, or I know it will work, or whatever. Now you say, well, look here. Suppose she says that about everything about you. Well, number one, you have to remember a teaching that we did one time. The people you hang around minister life or death to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Matthew 7:16, it talks about you shall know them by their fruit. If you meet young lady, men, young boys, who's always negative. You want to go downtown? She said, no, let's go uptown. You want to do fried chicken? She want to do fish. You want to go to the movies? She want to go to the theater. You want to go to the park? She want to go to the she want to go to the ballpark. You want to go to a park? You know, and sit down and hear the birds. You know, everything that you share with her, it's a negative. That ought to tell you something. Mm. And she always got her hand out. She's never bringing something to the table. She's always needy. You know, that should tell you something. This is not the star you ought to hook yourself to, because she ain't going to drag, she's not going to take you to the heavens. She's going to drag you in the dirt. Ask me how I know. Go ahead, Brother Ronald. Ask me how I
know. Yeah, how do you know?
I'm going to tell you, I hooked myself up with someone. They look good. Mm.
Mm.
Long flowing hair. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That what they call red bone and all. Look good. Glory to God. But they were needy. By the time they finished with me, I didn't have a job. Hardly had a place to live. Lord Jesus. Are we talking about no money? Jesus. When we met, boy, I was making oogahs of money. Today, in today's world, what I was making when I first met this person would probably be closer to $100,000.
Mm.
Well, by the time she finished with me, just like a sister, it had no job. I hardly had a place over my head. Come on now.
Mm.
You got to, that's why it's important to read the word. Isn't it important to read the word of God?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because it will tell you what to look for when you start looking for a mate. You know what chapter, what book and chapter you got to go to if you want to find somebody that you want to hook up with. You know what chapter that is, Brother Ronald?
It wouldn't be Proverbs, would it?
Yeah. Glory to God. You on the ball, boy. And Proverbs, what chapter? I know you got it.
Proverbs, basically, I think. I'll say chapter 8.
But look, you're in the right book, wrong chapter, but that's all right. You got it. It's Proverbs 31.
31.
Yes, the virtuous woman.
Mm.
You want to hook up with a virtuous woman. You know, I mean, unless God tells you audibly, you know, something different, you hook up with a virtuous woman, because God told one prophet to hook up with a soiled dove so that he could show the nation this is what they did. They hooked up with a bad, did some things bad, and because of that, they come to ruin. So unless God ardently tells you that, you better to God look for somebody. Hallelujah, that will add to your success and your greatness, will make you better than what you are. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Isn't that a scripture that talks about? One it takes 1,000.
Mm, yes.
And 2, 10,000. Mm-hmm. If you hook up with the right person, boy, hallelujah, you're going to be the head and not the tail. Why? Because you hooked up with the right person. Because if you hook up with the wrong person, you're going to have to reach up to tie your shoestrings.
Mm. Amen.
I get that picture. You have to reach up to tie your shoes. In other words, you'd have been stomped in the ground. Come on now.
Amen. Mm.
Lord have mercy.
Mm.
Boy. What are some of the qualities you look for in a woman, Brother Ryan?
Well, as I look for a woman, first of all, she has to be a mighty woman of God.
Go ahead.
That's the first one. I can't go by the Leonard Alpha Schneider, basically, syndrome. If anybody don't know who Leonard Alpha Schneider is, he was in your day. He was a comedian, been known as Lenny Bruce.
Uh-huh.
He stated, basically, and I quote, "We all want for a wife a Sunday school teacher / $500 a night hooker."
Yeah.
You can't have it both ways. Because if you're going to have it both ways, then that woman's going to be half basically free spirit and half basically into the Lord. You need a woman that's whole, not half. In other words, well, I bring home a half loaf of bread, but you can bring whole.
Hold up. And that's a good point. It's important for us to understand that God has someone out there for us, but it's gonna fit His word. It's gonna be aligned with His word. Again, it's important to understand men are logical. 1, 2, 3, 4 type. You know, men. We want to feel like we got the answer to everything, and really, God has the answer. You know, and if we read the owner's manual, often we will get the answers. And see, that's what they call an open book test. Do you remember in school they used to have open book tests?
Yes.
Where you can go to the teacher said, okay, so we got a test, but here's the kicker. You can put your textbook on the test, and you can go in the textbook and look for the answers, and it's okay. God has given us an open book test about our lives, and I'm gonna tell you, if we don't start checking out the book often, we're gonna continue to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We can continue to go down the wrong road. The word of God says in Psalms 119, verse 105, it says that the word of the Lord is a lamp unto our feet. In other words, it's a light to let us know where we are, where we're standing. And then it's a light to our path. In other words, it shows us where we're going. Because you don't want to look. In the old days, you know, in pioneer days, you know, traveling around the country, you didn't have no street lights.
No.
If the moon wasn't shining, guess what? It was pitch dark.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know where you was going, you might fall into a ditch, off a mountain, or whatever. You know, you get yourself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So God said, well, look here. I'm going to give you an open book test. The test is lifelong. Hallelujah. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the answers. Look, how did you feel, Ronald, when your a teacher came in and said, look, we're going to have a test today, but it's going to be an open. He started getting tensed up, but then he said it's going to be an open book test. How did you feel when he said that?
I felt great. Happy.
And see, that's what you ought to, men, know the answer. Don't try to figure it out for yourself. I think Proverbs 4:7, somewhere like that, talks about lean not to your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You don't have to waste your time trying to figure it out for yourself. The answers are in the book. You don't have to look on the page of the guy sitting next to you for the answers. Because the answers are in the book that's in front of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Women are intuitive. All right, here's another thing. There's sometimes there are disagreements. And a lot of people say, well, disagreements are terrible. You really don't want somebody to agree with you all the time, be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want to jump off this building. Honey, come on. I jump off with me. Okay, honey, let's go. You don't want somebody agreeing with you all the time. I know some of you men say, I thought disagreements were bad. No, arguments are bad. Disagreements are good because disagreements show other sides of an issue. In other words, when you face an issue or an event in your life, you want to see the whole circumference of it. You want to see everything. So you have one part as a man because you look at things logically. Women have another part because they look at things intuitively. But together, hallelujah, you see everything. But here's something else. Okay, I'm going to set up a scenario around. Brother Ronald, you and your wife are on the way to a vacation, and you're traveling. And your wife says, I think we ought to make a right. And you said, no, I know it's to the left. What would you do in that case? Now, there's no wrong or right answer at this point because this is a teaching moment. She wants to go to the right. You say it's to the left. What do you do?
Compromise.
Do you have okay, compromise.
Compromise.
How do you compromise?
Because it's 100-100, basically. That's what it boils down to. Man can't be right all the time. Neither the woman can't be right all the time. So like
okay.
You said, they got to grow together.
Okay. Now, so you, as a man, you know it's to the left. You know for a challenge that because you have been this route 50 times, it's to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she says it's to the right. Now, by the way, I'm going to share this with you. And a lot of people, because it sounds nice, and that sounds plausible about compromise. The Bible doesn't speak about compromise.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It speaks about submission. And then you said it. You said, see, a submission is 100%, 100%. And whether you agree or not, you flow. Okay, here's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Any mistake can be redeemed because that's how strong the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is. So what happens is that if she feels strongly, more strongly about going right than you about going left, you say, well, you don't want to have an argument because you're getting ready to go on vacation. You don't want to mess up your vacation at the beginning. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what you say, baby, okay, let's go to the right. So you go to the right, and you drive. And suddenly she says, you know, honey, I think you were right. Can make a U-turn, let's go back. Thing for men for you to ever say is I told you so. Take that out of your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to say is, okay, dear, I'll do that. And you turn around and go the other way. Still, no argument, no discussion, no nothing. You still got you online for a good vacation. Did you get that, Ronald?
Yes.
Yeah, compromise is not in the Bible.
Okay, so submission.
Submission says, I may not agree with you, but I'm going to do it anyway because you said it. I honor who you are.
Yeah, because the woman has to honor the man.
And the man has to honor the woman.
Right, as long as Christ is the one.
You have to submit one to another. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's very important for y'all to understand it because it sounds so right, 50-50. Marriage is not 50-50. It's 100% 100%.
Yes, it is.
Because if it's 50-50, everybody got the eye on the line. Oh, you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. Uh-uh. Your job is to make the family work, whether you're the man or the woman, to make the family work successfully. Hallelujah. And here's another scenario. Oh, this is going to be good. Now, you're still driving on the vacation, and you go through this little town, and you've been by 4 McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife knows that husband lost. Mm-hmm. Now, the wife should never say, ask, honey, are you lost? You don't need to ask a question. You already know the answer. The only one that is allowed to do that is God. He says, is there anything too hard for me? And he knows the answer. Of course, he knows no. But we are not allowed to say that. We can't, glory to God, we can't answer a situation and we already know, ask a question, we already know the answer. Are we lost?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you done passed 4 McDonald's in a little one-horse town, and the horse died.
Mm.
And you know that they ain't got that many people in that town for 4 McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't do that. And, you know, what the woman should do or what the woman must need do is say, honey, you know, let's stop. I need to make a rest stop. Didn't you go before? You know, that's how the man was. Didn't you go before you left? Yes, baby, but I have to go to the. You know why she has to go to the restroom? so she can give you time to go into the convenient part of the place and ask somebody for directions. You let the man have space so he can come to himself and realize I was lost. Because if you ask, are you lost? You know what he's going to say. You know what is a man going to say if the woman says, baby, are we lost? What are you going to say?
Baby, basically, we lost.
No, he ain't going to say that. He said, no, I got this. We ain't lost. You know what men say. Mm-hmm. Men want to be the top, you know. They want to be in charge. Mm-hmm. So they're going to say, I ain't lost. I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Putting that position there. But you know he lost. Because if he passed another McDonald's in a one-horse town where a horse died, there's no question about it. He lost. So you have, and the woman has to orchestrate something so he has time to ask somebody. He's going to do that. And then he come out, and y'all get in, and you see a different expression on his face. And then you keep hearing it go. Because, see, the bottom line is that you want to have a good vacation. You don't want to have no stress. No conflicts on your vacation. Differences of opinion are cool, but you solve them by bending to who feels strongly about an issue. That's how you solve differences of opinion. No two people feel the same about any one issue. If you're talking to your girlfriend and she just sounds so adamant about the same thing, you say, okay, it's all right. We'll do it your way. And just remember this.
Yeah, I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Every situation is redeemable. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And I tell you, that is a blessing, I tell you, that's going to help you men.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Here's something else. Okay, this is a cool one. I don't know what time you had, but it's probably almost time to go. But here's something. Glory to God. There are a lot of women will ask a man, what are you thinking? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Us men, okay, our thoughts are like boxes. You got a lot of boxes. But there's one big box in our that comes in our brain that has absolutely nothing in it. And so sometimes we get to a position where maybe we worked 8 hours and we're home and we're sitting in a chair and your wife comes up to you or your girlfriend comes up to you and says, what are you thinking about? You can honestly tell her, I'm not thinking about anything. And that's the truth. And she can say, oh, you're lying to me. What are you thinking about? I'm really not thinking about it. Is that right? I mean, sometimes you just sit and trying to chill out. And you're not thinking about anything in particular. Does that happen, Ronald?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It does.
So,
yes, sir.
It is important. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Ronald,
yes.
Do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Look and see what time it is, because I heard a beep, and I'm thinking it's time to... Okay, I can still...
Yeah, okay, I can hear you.
All right. All right, so we got 3 more minutes. Anything you want to share real quick before I hear an alarm that goes off to tell me it's 7:40?
Okay, well, you see, the man, God's supposed to be ahead of the man, just like the man is ahead of the woman, but only if God is ahead of the man. Jesus has to be the head of the man like Jesus be head of the church. And the Bible says the man has to love the woman. Like Jesus loves basically him. So in other words, basically, submissive on both parts. That's the best thing. Men and women have to come together and they have to work together.
Uh-huh.
To make things. I mean, marriage is a job. You got to do what you got to do to basically make it run. Amen. And as long as basically you got to keep him happy, as well as she, you got to keep her happy.
Amen. You know what, Brother Robert, I'm glad you mentioned that point. Because head does not mean the ruler. It means the responsibility.
Yes.
All right. Well, God bless.
God bless.
Everybody, men, mighty men of valor, we thank you for tuning in today. And this is the end of our fellowship. And it was very informal, and that's an alarm going off. It means I'm out of time. God bless you. Father God, we do thank you for what we shared today. We thank you that there was some seed sown that can be planted on, that was planted on some good ground. And we thank you, God, for those who to tune in to hear the men's fellowship on today. We bless your name. We praise your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And
amen.
If y'all want to join us for service on Sundays at 3 p.m., it's off virtual and it's also live. We have Sunday service at 3 p.m. in the sanctuary, with the lower level of the parsonage of the church, which is located 3007 Iona Terrace. That's I-O-N-A. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And we use the side entrance to the lower level. And, again, we have a handicap entrance as well. So we invite you to join us either there or virtually at 515-602-9787. Also, glory to God, if you want to talk to us after all of the fellowships are over, you can call us at about 8 o'clock. Thank God. Hallelujah. At 410-444-5152. God bless you. And as we go off, as we end and go off the air, we like to say together, Jesus is Lord. I say it together.
Jesus is Lord.
Good night.
Good night. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hello. Yes, stay tuned for the Women's Fellowship.
Hallelujah.
We'll be coming shortly. Stay tuned. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. We praise you, Jesus. Wonderful, Jesus. Wonderful, Jesus.
Not turn it down because I'm on a broadcast.
Oh, Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't want to have anything to do with the world. Glory to God.
Amen.
You have tuned into the Women's Fellowship, hallelujah, of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. We are here the second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. And you're listening to this Pastor Peaches and Pastor Maxine. Hallelujah. Say hi, Pastor Maxine.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good to be on the broadcast with y'all.
Praise God. It is so good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. And thanks to God, it is wonderful when you can, when you don't have any other thoughts in the back of your mind, when you hear somebody's voice and you only have happy thoughts. And Sister Pastor Maxine and I have to speak with her and her husband. They are two people, whenever you see them, they're the same. They're sweet. I saw them one Sunday walking down the hall at the hotel where we used to have service. They were holding hands like they were young lovers.
Man.
Look at this. like they were some young lovers holding hands walking down the hall. Pastor, the oldest is not going to let Pastor Maxine get but so far ahead of him.
Amen.
He's going to make sure his baby is close by. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And it's a blessing to see that saints of God, women of God, and if there's any, even, I'll just say women, period. Not just say women in the church, listen, but you don't just accept any male coming to you and say, oh, baby, I love you, you know, can we hook up? No.
Yeah.
No. When you see relationships in the Lord, like Pastor Theodis and Maxine, like my husband, myself, and Pastor Bird, that took a lane before the Lord. We didn't see it the first time. I'm sure it was the first time Pastor Maxine or Pastor Theodis said, can I take you out for a date? I'm sure she wasn't, her knees wasn't, but, ooh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh.
No.
God knows, and if she was like me, we'd play hard to get.
Amen. That's right. When Pastor Lee first approached me, I said, oh, no, uh-oh, this is no God. And a lot of women I see, you know, you out here, you're looking for a companion, you know, someone to marry. I have to go back to the scriptures where the scripture says that the husband is not a good thing, okay? It's a good thing. So, but it is a good thing. The only way is God letting you know, okay, this is your mate. So the reason why I said when Pastor Lee first approached me and I said, oh, no, it was because I hadn't heard from the Lord. Amen. I had to go in my prayer closet to make sure that he was the right man.
All right.
Amen. And a lot of us women, we don't do that. We just the first man, he might look good, smell good, might have money in his pocket, a brand new car looking, you know, all this and that might be popular, you know, and all. But is it God's will? Is it his choice that he has for you? And that's what you want to find out. Is it God's choice?
Yes.
Amen.
See that, find up a wife, find up a good thing, and find a favor with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And just because the man is in church, even if the man is in the pulpit, it doesn't mean he's a good man.
That's right.
And everything good. Just like my husband said, everything good to do may not be good for you to do.
That's right. Amen.
Just even, you know, working in the vineyard for the Lord, just because something may be good to do, it may not be good for you to do. Every good man may not be the man God has for you.
Amen. That's right.
And wear a double-breasted suit and dance in the aisles when the Spirit of God hit him and fall on the
floor. Yeah.
Just one for you.
Yes, and we and you as a woman, you have to be very careful that you don't become a silly woman, and you know, and because the Bible teaches us that silly women doesn't make the right decisions. Okay, they make the wrong decisions, and because they don't have the mind of Christ, and so we don't want to become the silly woman. We want to become the wise women. You know, we want to make sure that our all is filled in our lamp, which is our temple, okay, that when God speaks, we will hear what he is saying. And if he said no, you know, I had, let me give you an example. It was three men that had approached me before Pastor Lee had approached me. And one of them had told me, said, God showed me that you was going to be my wife. And I said to him, I said, God didn't show me. And he said to me, he said, well, if you don't be my wife, he said, the blood of Jesus is going to be on your hands. And it just came so quickly, Pastor Bert, it came so quickly out of my mouth. And say, I accept the blood, because I knew that it was not God. It was Satan trying to get me entangled in missing what God had for me. Okay. So I told him. The other two men that had approached me, you know, and they were nice. And all these three, like Pastor Bird has said, they were in the church. Okay, all three of them was in the church. But God let me know spiritually that they were not for me. They were not gonna help me in ministry, okay, in the things of God. And all of us have a ministry, you know. We don't have to be in the pulpit to have a ministry.
Amen.
We are ministering every day to our family, to our friends, to our co-workers, you know. And they, what would happen if I had went with any of those three, I would have died spiritually.
Hallelujah.
In the things of God. And see, this is very important that you hear the voice of God for you to know that you're with the right mate, because that mate will help you to grow in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I just wanted to say that.
Amen.
Amen. And see, also, it'll be easier because the Bible says we are to submit one to another.
Amen.
Okay, and it will be easier to submit to your husband because your husband, he has the job to walk in love towards you, okay? And God told the husband, says, you love your wife even as I love the church, okay? And so we look at love wrong, amen? And, you know, we look at it in, okay, we got to have a feeling, you know, and we have to have the excitement to come in it. But love is not that. Love is enduring until the end, because God, that's what our Father God,
amen,
he's doing. His word said God is love.
Amen.
And no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're saying or how we're acting, because he is connected to us and committed to us, and we are his children, he endures until the end. He loves us until the end, and the end is when he comes back for his church. And a lot of women, we're getting married to the wrong man, and we cannot stand. Anything goes wrong if he loses his job, he lost his house, his car, then we want to pick up and we want to go. If he takes in you know, do something to our children, like say something that you don't like, then you're ready to pick up your children and go, okay? And no, he could be sick in his body, and then you're ready to pick up and go. Well, if you are connected to him the way God wants you connected, all these things that come, you're gonna stand, okay? And one of the biggies that's going on, praise God, and I'm going to say this very short, is our financial status. A lot of women want their husband to give me, give me, give me, give me. And God says, be patient. Be loving, be kind, be supportive in all. And that what you are desiring, it will come down the road. But a lot of us, we want to shut the door and we want to run to another man, and which we call our sugar daddy, that can have money in his pocket. But he's not walking in the things of God.
Uh-huh.
And your greatest riches is to have a husband that's walking and doing the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That is your greatest riches. And we as women of God,
yes,
and we have to become virtuous women, because the virtuous woman is going to help her mate to become what God has desired for him to be, in order for we to obtain the blessings of the Lord. And the blessings of the Lord makes us rich and add us no sorrow.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Willie.
Hallelujah. A lot of us don't know how to wait. We have to wait. Sometimes we may think, well, by this age, I thought I would have had a husband by now and a couple kids on the way. Oh, by this age, and what are you going by? Are you going by what the scientists say? Are you going by what you're seeing on television? Good grief, don't even look at television and try to pattern anything by that. You can't look at the world and say, well, you want to be an old maid. My goodness. What, you still single? Oh, my goodness. And when people say that, they say, I'm waiting on the Lord. And I looked up the word wait.
Mm-hmm.
It says to remain inactive or in a state of repose, as until something or until, for example, to wait for the bus. Some other things I can think of that we have to wait for or wait on, and think of, just imagine if you rush these things I'm going to name, a butterfly to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
Butterflies are developed in cocoons.
Amen.
What if we break open that cocoon before that butterfly is developed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Pregnancy. It takes 9 months for that baby to be fully formed.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when if that baby comes at 5 months or 8 months? It's not ready. It's not ready.
Amen.
Sometimes there is something that's going to be lacking in that child's body, and they call it a preemie. Okay, an elephant. Do you know how long it takes for how long an elephant is pregnant? 2 years.
Oh, that's a long time. Amen.
A long time. And for a rhinoceros, 18 to 19 months.
Mm.
Rhinoceros, a rat. Oh, my goodness. A rat, only 21 days.
Ooh.
Rabbit, 28 to 36 days for a rabbit. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I'm telling you.
And one of my daughters have even said, Ma, I see these women that be doing this and that, and the Lord bless them with a good husband. And I'll be waiting and this and that. And I said, it's just not fair. But who's to say, a lot of times we think, well, I shouldn't have to wait this long. Or I should, no. No. You wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Anybody can put up a good front while they're in church. Everybody wears their best to church.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wears their best. They're gonna be fussing and all. I think it was Joyce Myers, one of the ministers I heard on the radio. They fussing and arguing all while they're driving to church. As soon as they park and then they get into, oh, praise the Lord, how you doing?
Yes.
But they argued all the way to church. Who's to say that these people you looking at and that you're wishing that you had a family, like, who's to say what they're in, what's going on in their house?
That's right.
Say that. What's going on in their house? Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Sometimes we see things that we just want, and we just want to rush the Lord. And I'm wondering, God, do you see? Because I went through that. When I was a single mother of four daughters, and when we would have intercessory prayer on Tuesday night at
mm-hmm.
church we were attending, and I would say, I would try to pray, God, send me a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, and then I would say sometimes, I say, Lord, do you hear me praying? Do you see I'm down here with these girls trying to raise these girls by myself?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I guess sometimes I just felt like real indignant. Like, God, do you see me? Do you hear me? No, God wasn't blind.
No.
And then one of the ministers said, Sister Willie, while God is working on you, preparing you, God mm-hmm. is also preparing your mate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are things that I told the Lord. I said, God, I said, I want my husband to be getting the same type of word that I am getting. I wanted him to be getting we were getting strong word at the church that we were members of. We were at Word and Faith Fellowship, and the pastor preached the word of God. And I was saying, Lord, please. And then when the internet came out, and my daughters, when they would have a boyfriend, they knew how to look up the guy on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Lord, and then I was scared that I was going to marry somebody crazy. And I was
mm-hmm.
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Lord, what if I marry somebody crazy or got somebody crazy in their family? Or this, I said, oh, Lord, please. Then I started getting scared because I wasn't somebody that's out there dating. And I was just,
mm-hmm.
Lord, please. You know, and I really had to wait on the Lord. I had to trust. I had to trust God. I had to trust him. And it was like 6 or 7 years before, between being divorced from the children's father and the father leaving to God blessing me with the man of God that I'm married to today. But I had to wait on the Lord. I couldn't be jumping in front of this brother and this brother and no, none of them can say I dated them or they dated me or I was over their house or whatever. We need to have a good record. When somebody say there's sister so and so. No, you ought not see the brothers' heads touching each other. Oh yeah, man, I hear her. Oh yeah, man, Yeah, man, she was this. She was that. No. Being in church, knowing the Lord, hallelujah, we need to wait on the Father. God knows what's down the line. He knows what we need. He put us all together. He made us. He
Amen.
Knows our personality. He knows. He's already in the future. He knows what we need. He knows what our children need. Hallelujah. He knows what our household needs. He knows what ministry and what gifts he has put in us. He also knows the ministry and the gifts that he put in that husband.
Amen. And I like to say this to Pastor Willie, is, you know, the key word is wait. And a lot of times when we as women, single women in the body of Christ, and we are in church and we're hearing the word of God, but a lot of times we're not preparing ourselves and doing what God has instructed us to do. I like to say this to some of the women, that while you are waiting, do your ministry.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Because your ministry is preparing you for that husband. Waiting means doing the word of God and doing exactly what he is instructing you to do. If you rebelled against what God has instructed you to do, say, for instance, God told you to go to the church, okay, and clean the church. And you say, I don't feel like cleaning the church because I just did that in my mother's house or my house that I had. Then when you get a mate, you're not going to feel like cleaning your house. And he's going to come home looking for a clean house.
Mm.
And or you, God told you maybe the church is having an event, a fellowship, and God spoke to you to make, say, a salad or something, or fry some chicken. And you say, I don't feel like doing that. There's enough women in there that can prepare that, or the pastor can go and buy that chicken or whatever is needed, and you don't participate, and God spoke to you to participate, then you're not going to do that for your husband. When he comes in from work, he's not going to have no chicken on the table. He's not going to have any salad. He's not going to have the food, and he's going to be looking. All of this is what God is doing for us. Amen. When we wait, he is preparing us. The operative word that God has given unto us is to wait, to be patient. For he can move in our lives, and he can move in your husband's lives, okay? That we can be an example to the world. We have so many Christians now that they fail to wait on the Lord. And I like to say this, and I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Willie, is when God spoke to me about my husband, about Pastor Lee, he told me, he said, now, you're going to go through some things. He had already prepared me. And what he said to me, he said, but I'll be with you. And when we went through a battle, God was with me, and he instructed me in how to do it. And sometimes he said, just be quiet. Don't say nothing. Just listen. And then sometimes he said, I want you to say this. So the operative word is waiting while you are single, waiting on him. But in that process, it's not just going to the house of the Lord, sitting down, it's doing the word, doing what God has instructed you to do, doing in the body of Christ, that you can be a blessing to the body of Christ, and you'll turn around, be a blessing to your husband.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And what is the word waiter? A lot of time when we, I don't even know if they even call them waiters anymore in the restaurant. I guess they, I don't know what they call them.
They still call them the waiters, I think.
Okay, thanks. And what does a waiter do? They aren't standing around between the tables waiting for somebody to come to the table. They're serving. They are busy. They are, and the, I mean, and again, that's, we know, the more they work, that's how they're going to get their tips. But a waiter serves. That's their job. And when you were talking, Pastor Mason, I thought about Esther. I was thinking, when she was preparing to go before the king, she, and she was just smelling good, and she was preparing herself. I thought about the Proverbs 31 woman.
Yes.
Believe you me, that woman would put a whole lot of us to shame. I cannot believe when her husband came home, I don't believe she still had a house coat, a duster on, and hair rollers.
That's right.
I don't believe.
No.
Not if she was out there buying tapestry and all these different types of material and buying land and all of this stuff. I don't believe she was out there in public with hair rollers and fluffy bedroom slippers. Fluffy bedroom slippers. No, she was presentable. And believe you me, as women of God, we have to be presentable when we go out the door. If God has made you a businesswoman, an entrepreneur, then you want to do everything in excellence, with integrity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So who's watching you? God may even direct you in the path, not for you to be eyeing nobody, but for somebody to, you want to catch somebody's eye.
That's right.
And you just never know where God's going to lead you and guide you. So therefore, when you go out the house, be presentable.
Amen.
The coochie cutters, y'all know what I'm talking about. The shorts, the we wear short shorts. No, not a woman of God. We have to be presentable.
Amen.
I believe a woman of God can wear shorts, but, hey, they should be a certain length on your leg. They should be something, I mean, maybe the capri length or what, but not so far half up our calves. About that. Because somebody is watching us. Somebody, and I'm sure, and a lot of times, saints of God, ladies, you don't know whose eyes you have caught, and then wow, I thought she was saved, and believe me, people hear you that you don't even know he is listening. People
that's
see
right.
you don't even know who's watching. I know for a fact. And then when you say something the wrong thing. If you don't have the right thing in your heart, first of all, get the right thing in your heart. When somebody bumps your bumper or steps on your toe or smacks your child, it's whatever's in your heart, it's going to come out.
That's right. It sure is.
It's going to show up. You know what? God can allow that person, somebody to be around and somebody step on your toe and you say, Jesus. I mean, because something hurt. A friend told me, they said, when I said, thank you, Jesus, they said, do you say that about everything? And I said, that's what's in my heart. That's just me.
Yeah.
But you know what? Colorful words, they're not in my heart. What's in your heart? It's going to come out. Out of
that's
your heart, those are issues of life. Believe me, what's in there, it's going to come out.
That's so true.
So therefore, we have to, even when we have our alone time or our me time at home, ladies, encourage yourself in the Lord. Put on some ministry. Put on, listen to, fill yourself with the word. Encourage. Sometimes you may have to encourage your own heart. Believe you me, it may not. You may go be going through some things that you can't. You feel as if you can't tell anybody. You got to sometimes say, Lord, right now I need some encouragement. God, I'm giving out. God, I feel just empty.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, refreshing.
Yeah.
Be refreshed. And God may allow you to turn on the radio, turn on 95.1, or turn on YouTube and hear the ministers and all, and up with the word of God. Hallelujah. You just never know who's going to come across your path that's going to need ministering.
Amen.
God is going to lead you to minister to. And how can you get out if nothing is there?
If nothing is there, that's the truth.
How can you give out? Hallelujah. So therefore, and God is going to lead and guide you what to dress in, what to put on. He's not going to lead you, even if you have to, even if you're in the middle of a meal and you say, oh, my gosh, I don't have any eggs. He's not going to lead you to put on the back out, the coochie cutters and the flip-flops and run down. So that's right when somebody going to see you. So, oh, my gosh, is that Sister So-and-so looking like a hoochie mama?
I'm telling you, Rebecca, turn away.
Right when you say, oh, just let me jump into this. Ain't nobody going to see me. Oh, that's right when somebody goes. That's right when you're going to run into a couple of saints. And you're going to say, oh, my goodness. So we have to represent at all times.
Yeah.
We have to represent, look like that woman of God all the time. That woman that God is preparing for somebody all the time, and we aren't going to have that foremost on our mind. God gonna bless her with a husband. I better look good all the time. No, you know what? You know who you're already married to, and who you need to present yourself to? God.
Yeah.
Him all the time. Before you even go out the door, Lord. And am I presentable for you? Lord, will I represent you today in what I have on? Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
As you never know who sees you, you just never know. And then when you have an opportunity to speak to someone about the Lord, I guarantee you they will be more receptive.
Mm-hmm.
What you say, dress the way you're dressed versus somebody with some hot pants on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got to remember that the foolish woman, the silly woman, they have a motive, and that motive is to tear down, because the enemy is using them, okay, and their motive that is to tear down, okay, the vessel. All they want is to tear you down. They hate to see you go to church. They hate to see you studying the word. They hate to see you praising and worshiping God. And this is not just the women, it's the men too. So we have to, as Pastor Willie said, we have to guard our heart. We have to guard our soul. We have to make sure that, you know, the husbandman that we have first is Christ. Is God, Christ Jesus, okay? Our elder brother leads us to God. And God's agenda is to build us up.
Yes.
And when we become silly women or silly men, then our job is to tear down, okay? So I always tell people, I said, find out the spirit behind that person, okay, that's leading and guide the person. Not giving up as far as pushing a person away, but praying for them and helping them to see what the enemy is doing in their life, okay? Because I know when I had some youth that I used to teach when in Sunday school, okay, and some of them, they were would dress, you know, because their parents had was Christians and had taught them how to dress. But then I had a few of them. They were street girls, okay? And then what we began to do, I had spoke to them about their dress code, but I didn't damn them. What I did was I kept showing them the love of God and praying and asking the Holy Spirit how to minister to them. Before I knew it, Pastor Willie, they came and they were dressed.
Great.
I mean, fully clothed like they should be. And I was saying, what happened to them? And they came to me and said, the Holy Spirit told me to buy this outfit and wear this. And all. So a lot of times, you know, just going back to waiting again, just waiting on the Lord, okay, and all, and making sure that everything that you're doing is in Christ and you're doing it right, and then God will put the right things in that person's pathway, that they begin to do the things that are right. But God will always lead and guide you. Your
yes.
footsteps are ordered by the Lord. When
yes.
you are waiting on the Lord and when you're in Christ, okay, he orders your footsteps, okay?
Yes.
And the only way that you make the wrong step is that you're not following the voice of God.
Yes.
And the word of God says, my sheep know my voice,
yes.
and a stranger they will not follow.
Yes.
So I don't care how good-looking a man is. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care if they own their own house. If God says no, then you stay with that. If
yes.
God says yes, then you go with that. But
yes.
God says your footsteps are ordered by him. So you make sure that you walk in the footsteps of Jesus. And let me tell you, he will never leave you wrong.
Right.
God has never, never, never led me wrong. And praise God. Even when I had thinking, the Holy Spirit always told me, your thinking is wrong.
Mm.
Change it. Your thinking is wrong. And that, you know, and I thank God because I had built a relationship with him when I first gave my heart to God. I went into my prayer closet, and I asked God, I said, I want you and only you. And because I made that decision that I wanted him and only him, God began to order my footsteps. So when he brought my mate, I could hear the voice of God.
Praise God.
Okay. And God instructed me. We've been, me and Pastor Lee, it's been 40-some years, 43, 44, something like that, years that we have been married, okay? And nowadays, a lot of mates are getting together because it's not really ordained of the Lord, and they married for 1 year, 2 years, some just for 2 months.
Mm.
That's not God,
mm.
okay? That is your flesh wanting, okay, what you want and not what God wants, okay? So, you know, this is very important that what Pastor Willie has said, wait on the Lord.
Amen.
And as you wait on him, he will direct your pathway, you know? And right now, you got the greatest husband that you ever could have, and that is God.
Hallelujah.
He's your greatest husband, okay? He's number one. The man that you marry on this earth is only number two, okay? And me and Pastor Lee, we tell him, say, God's first, you're second, okay? And that's what we tell him. God is first, you're second, and all. And that's the way we should enter a relationship with anybody.
Yes.
Are you going to put God first or are you going to put me first? If you put me first, then you got the wrong thinking. God is first. I'm second. Because if you do what God tells you to do, then I will be blessed. And I'm going to become the wife that you desire for me. And if I put God first and you second, then you're going to become the husband that God has ordained for you to be for me. You know? So, you know, wait on the Lord because
Amen.
He's going to direct your footsteps.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Some things may be tight, but it's right.
Amen. Yes, it is.
That loves Jesus more than he loves you.
Yes.
More than. And I think about that. Because sometimes you may think, like, you know, when you go to your husband to tell him something, or he see, or if you go to him and you saying something wrong, you will want him, you may not want him to correct you, but because
mm-hmm.
he's the man of God, he's going to correct you.
Yes.
You think, like, you're my husband. But then, mm-hmm. no, baby, I am your husband.
Yes.
I belong to Jesus first.
Mm-hmm.
And say the right thing to you, God's going to hold me accountable.
That's right.
And sometimes you may want your husband to say, oh, just, And you may want to have a little temper tantrum or whatever, but you know what? God has, it. When you right one, and that man is the head of that household, and God is the head of that man,
mm-hmm.
he's going to speak what is right because he has a job to keep the home covered with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The right one. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's gonna make sure that home is covered. He's going to make sure you're covered. You wash with the water, the water of the word.
Amen.
And that's what you want.
Yes.
That's what you want. Sometimes he may say, well, you may, oh, this is why don't he just do this? Oh, why don't? No. You want him to do what God said. When you get like that, you're in your flesh.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. You want what God wants. You want a man of God.
Amen.
No matter what comes or goes, and all,
mm-hmm.
and you know what, and you will know that you can trust that man.
Mm-hmm.
Of God.
Amen.
He will be a husband that you can trust. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
God is good. Hallelujah. All the time.
All the time.
Thank God for this time of being able to encourage the women of God. Wait on the Lord. I don't care how things may seem. The enemy will try and make you think, oh, waiting's not going to pay off. But saints of God, yes, it does.
Yes,
it does. It pays off. It pays off into years and years and years of your marriage. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen to what he's trying to whisper in your ear or whatever. And you know what? And when you see how God blesses you, you're going to be a witness to somebody else and say, hey, it may have seemed kind of hard at times or whatever, but don't you know God blessed me with the man of God that I needed. Hallelujah. God saw what I needed, and God blessed me with what I needed. And God was faithful to me even when I didn't want to be faithful to him.
Amen.
Good God. And saints of God, please meet us again the second Friday of next month. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're on the air, the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, and we'll be on the air this coming Sunday at 3. Hallelujah, sharing the word of God.
Amen.
And we're signing off. This is Pastor Maxine Lee and Pastor Willie. See you next month. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The preceding program was brought to you by the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Sunday service is at 3 p.m. It is live, and it is at the lower level of the parsonage, located at 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Come early and get a good seat, because God is in the blessing business. Have a good evening.